Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Good morning, Tim.
Hey, how you guys going?
Going very well, thank you, mate. Let's dive straight in. The President of the United States, Donald Trump, has just recently made a statement. We've got a little bit here.
Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets.
Very strong words from the president. How's that been received so far?
Well, not too well in Washington. The protests there have been pretty full on. And look, it is, you know, that section of the speech is going to be quite divisive. Mm-hmm. That's going to fire up a lot of protesters. Some of the other sections of the speech were a lot better in terms of when he said that George Floyd's death will be investigated and there will be justice for him. So, I guess the president is just so divisive over here already. When he speaks, it has the potential to inflame things. And more so than what he said today, that those messages obviously will be, obviously provocative. Mm-hmm. But then there was also that phone call that was leaked, the audio, where Donald Trump was speaking to state governors, telling them they need to crack down, use more force, that they looked weak, that we're a laughingstock around the world. Those sorts of comments there, again, give you probably more of an indication as to where Donald Trump's mind is at. Because, you know, when he does these speeches to the address, there's a saying that goes around here that's teleprompter Trump, not Twitter Trump. The president when he has the aid to write a speech for him. So, look, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Certainly in Minneapolis, it is a lot calmer. You have the feeling that Washington and Los Angeles now will probably be the biggest hotspots.
Right.
Because obviously Washington, there is a large, poor African-American community and who are the people most angered and most affected by what is going on. I'm sure they will not hesitate to voice their displeasure, as will people from all races and backgrounds who have been joining in these protests.
Mm-hmm. Mate, obviously during these protests, the media are playing a vital role to get the news to the world. Do you feel safe? Are the rioters and the protesters respectful to the media at the best part?
The rioters and the protesters are 99.9% extremely respectful. And they actually like having the cameras there. The protesters, I should say.
Yeah. But
the rioters also, they don't really care about us either. It's really surprising, throughout my career, whenever we've had a TV camera around and someone's doing the wrong thing, the TV camera often becomes a target because they don't want it there documenting what they're doing.
Yeah.
In this case, they don't just seem to care, and it's the same as being here in Minneapolis as to what I'm seeing in Los Angeles. They just don't care that the cameras are there. It's almost like they want the cameras to document what is going on in the country in that unlawful behaviour. On the police side, there's definitely, having worked in the US before when situations like this can occur, like back in 2016 before the election where Trump was holding a rally, there was some protest there in California. We were caught up and the police weren't too concerned about the media. They were happy to let us be there, work through it.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they're definitely taking a bigger stand. The media are being treated a lot differently in terms of yesterday we were covering when that semi-trailer drove on the highway.
Yeah. Crazy.
With the crowds of people. We were at the highway as police were then started pushing the protesters back off the highway after this had happened. And we were off on the side of a hill. Normally that's a safe place for us. When we're out on the side, we're not going to be hit by debris that's being hurled at the police, or not going to be shot by the bullets, rubber bullets the police are firing on the protesters. The protesters, they linked arms, they started moving forward on the police, and the police opened fire with their bullets and the tear gas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we were off on the side, and normally we'd be fine there, but the police in this stage just told us to get out.
Right.
And they made us run back through the tear gas to get out of there. And same situation a few nights before where they moved in with tear gas and bullets, and we had to hide behind a building, and we were trying to get back to our car. Even yelling at press or whatever, if you popped our heads out, we got a laser beam between the eyes, and they lined you up with a rubber bullet.
Jeez.
So they have taken a pretty, pretty tough line. But if you're careful, you're okay. But certainly, the police are using non-lethal force, which is a relief. But you know, they are certainly not afraid of, or not reluctant to use that non-lethal force on the media, even when it's queer media too. Yeah, especially in Washington, I've heard about it. An Aussie cameraman there who was punched in the stomach by a policeman when he was carrying his camera.
Jeez, you'd think you'd be safe being the press, but obviously not. We're seeing it more and more that a lot of the press are actually getting caught up in, let's say, the line of fire, essentially. How do you think the curfew will go? I mean, it went from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. to now 10 p.m. to 4 a.m.?
Yeah, that's. I think that is in measure because the Minneapolis governor says most of the protests have been has been fairly quiet and fairly peaceful so far. Right. So, and I think there is a measure of the cities here in Minneapolis and St. Paul, the twin cities. I think that's devastation. There is almost like a bit of a mood now for more peaceful, a bit more of a peaceful activity. So
have they stopped burning down businesses and things like that? Because obviously that's what we're seeing a lot that's being fed out to the rest of the world. How are those businesses, like, how have they responded to it?
Well, buildings are burnt every night. Last night only one went up. But you drive around town, it's funny. You drive, not funny, I should say, just it's peculiar.
Yes.
You drive around and they're just, so you just pass a burnt-out building, burnt-out shop. And, you know, normally in Australia, you go past somewhere that's burnt down, there's a fence around it or tape or caution tape. There's just nothing.
Yeah.
It's like it's been bombed. And and everyone just moves on. So, but things have calmed down here. But we're at a protest now. A march is just starting around the governor's residence, calling for those other three police officers to be arrested and charged. So there is still a bit of frustration, a bit of anger still around. So, it has the potential to flare up again, but you'd hope that won't be the case. The majority of protesters now are very peaceful and still wanting to get their message across about George Floyd and his memory.
Actually, Tim, just quickly, I'm not sure if you know this yet, or it's in a report that I read over the weekend. It was the autopsy that came out that's saying that George didn't die from,
asphyxiation.
How is...
Did or didn't?
Didn't.
Oh, I thought I read did.
No, didn't. Well,
there's been some reports. Two reports have come out today saying that he did. And one was an independent autopsy ordered by the Floyd family. And there was another protest from the Hennepin County here, which is the county where it happened, where it is saying that he actually did die of asphyxiation. They ruled it was a homicide. So that is the official line at the moment. That news is only just sort of filtered out today. And there hasn't been too much of a reaction from it yet. But, we wait and see.
Hey, Tim, just a real quick answer, if you don't mind here, mate, because I've only got a couple of minutes left of this pre-record, but we have to jump back on air. But Terrence Floyd has come out, the brother of George. Now with the family coming out, is there a sense that things will start to quieten down a little bit if the family's coming out and speaking and telling looters and whatnot to stop?
Well, I've definitely got a message of peace so far, but yes, you'd hope so. He's saying this is not the way forward. People should vote instead. I do have to go now, guys. We've got a big protest.
Get in there, mate.
Now, so I have to get off the phone. Cheers, mate.
Not a worry. Bye. Thanks, Tim.
Save your
tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.